This is Ag Markets and More. I'm Jeff Pope.
I'm Bob Bragg.
Hey, Bob. We've talked a lot about urban agriculture, urban farming over the years. It's not really breaking news. But most of what we've talked about concerning raising food in cities has been pretty small-scale operations, yeah. Making use of abandoned lots and where they tear down buildings, reclaiming that space with raised beds. And it's often run by community organizations. But you've got an update here today from a couple angles where urban ag may be going mainstream. Does that mean it's picking up speed and really we're really starting to see serious production?
Well, that's serious production and that we're seeing some pretty serious financing of some of these urban agriculture. There's a two-year-old firm called Plenty United. And some of the investors include Jeff Bezos and Eric Schmidt and investment firms. So, you know, when you take a look at this, there's when you start putting really big money into it. And in just a few months, they've raised $26 million to develop some urban agriculture around the country. Raising about, I don't know, 500,000 pounds of produce in San Francisco, a 51,000 square foot warehouse that they've converted into growing food. So what they're saying is that that there's a lot of opportunity out there, and that they're going to be raising produce that's not made to be trucked somewhere, but raising it to be consumed locally.
So is that the hedge? Is we can cut out transportation costs and make use of a property that nobody else is using and make a profit?
Yeah, obviously, there's these folks that are investing in this are doing it not as a altruistic enterprise, but to try to see figuring that they're going to make money on it.
Well, that may be a positive trend anyway. Is if you've got people who are really wanting to invest those tens of millions of dollars, they're expecting policies and people to advance their interests.
That's correct, and what they're doing is they're funding it well enough that they can put in recycling of water, LED lighting, and various other factors that are going to make it very efficient in order to be able to grow this food.
Now, that doesn't make sense to me, though, in terms of San Francisco. That's a city that everybody seems to want to move to versus maybe another tougher city in the country where they have a lot of open lots. Like, how come those aren't being redeveloped as housing?
Good question, other than what they're doing is taking some of these big buildings that would cost a lot of money to tear down, and in parts of the city that you normally would not put houses up.
Uh-huh.
So it's in industrial sectors where they're turning it into the industrial sector into raising food rather than building something. We also see this in New York City where the Brooklyn Navy Yard, there's a big garden there, and they grow over 50,000 pounds of organically cultivated produce every year. So They've converted the old Brooklyn Navy Yard into this this garden. They call it Brooklyn Garage Garden.
That's Ag Markets and More. Thanks, Bob.